I'm here again in Nalergu, Ghana, at the Baptist Medical Center. Today, I'm sitting down and talking with Jessica Van Bibber. She is a fourth-year medical student from Missouri. Jessica, tell us a little bit about med school and where you're from in the States.
I'm from Kansas City, Missouri, originally from Mountain Grove, Missouri. I'm actually in a six-year medical school. I was accepted right out of high school, and we do our undergraduate degree and our MD all at the same time, and we go year-round. So I'm actually in my last year, but we call it our sixth year, which is equivalent to a fourth year in the traditional medical school.
All right. And what are you studying as specialty in med school?
I'm going to do family medicine when I'm finished.
So you're here at the medical center. What brought you from all the way from Missouri all the way over here to Ghana? How'd you find out about it, and then how'd you get over here?
I work with a lot of African-American patients at our inner-city county hospital and a handful of actual African patients, and so I've always kind of liked that population. And there's also a professor and doctor from our university who founded an organization called the Institute for International Medicine, InMed, and their job is basically to facilitate medical students going all over the world and doing just different international medicine rotations, and he taught our public health class that we took, and I found out about his organization and applied and looked for African countries to serve and just picked a country in a month that would work together and where they had space for me, and that's how I ended up here in Ghana.
All right. Did you do the spin the globe and close your eyes and poke your finger on it?
No, that would have been easier than how I got here, but...
All right. You've been here 3 weeks. You've got one more week. What are the differences in the training you've been getting and also the work you've been doing in the hospital here compared to what you've been doing back in the States?
Mm-hmm. There's always a joke with medical students. There's a see one, do one, teach one. Here, it's more of a help me do this one and then do the next one yourself. So I think that's the biggest difference. At home, you're very much under, you know, a supervising eye, and they help you through every step of the way and almost hinder your training because they don't let you do as much here. They basically turn you loose and say, you know, go ahead and do it. You can sign the orders. You can basically do whatever you want with the patients. Here's the protocols and just do it. So I think that's the biggest difference. You're pretty much completely free here to be the doctor versus at home where you're very much under the control of someone else. So it's nice, a little scary, but nice here because you can really kind of test yourself and your skills and work through the problems and just do it all yourself.
And I'm assuming they've been calling you doctor here as well,
yes.
Right?
Yes. When I first came, the medical students that were here took me around the hospital and introduced me to everyone, and they said, here, this is Jessica. She's the new doctor who's replacing me. So that was a little bit overwhelming the first day, but it helps get things done. So.
And when do you officially become a doctor?
In May of 2008.
Share with us some of the interesting patients or cases that you've seen while you've been working here the last couple weeks.
Most of the cases that we've seen are interesting just because the people are so interesting in the way that they live and the way that they deal with their medical problems. I think the couple of interesting patients that we had the very first full day that I was here, we had a baby, I believe about a week old, who had a meningocele on the front of the face, and usually they're in the back of the head, and it's where the meninges, the covering around the brain, kind of protrudes out into a mass, and sometimes there's brain in there, sometimes not. This little baby had it on the front of her face, and it was almost as big or bigger than her head, and so that was something that was very interesting. They just uncovered her head, and then there it was. She almost had two heads, and they actually did her surgery, and she did very well and went home, and hopefully will do well. Another really interesting case that we had was a lady who came in with an umbilical hernia, which was quite large, and one of the doctors had us feel it and decide what was in there, and she actually had a gravid uterus inside of her umbilical hernia that was hanging down somewhere between her waist and her knees. And she was about 32 weeks pregnant, so she's almost full term with the umbilical hernia. So those are the two most interesting medical cases that I've seen so far.
I know you've been doing rounds almost daily with the doctors. How's that whole process different from doing rounds in the States when you're shadowing a doctor?
So in the States, usually there's a set time. The attending will come and will round at that time, and you have seen your patient. You've written the notes on them at that time, and you basically present to the attending doctor, let them know what's going on, and they basically tell you, you know, what do you think you want to do, and, you know, there's a discussion. Here, you go and you do everything. You see the patient, you write all the orders that you want to happen, and there's really no conferencing between you and other doctors unless you have a question. So that's a big difference. It's just you. You just go in, you see the patients, and you do what you want to do with them, and there's really no kind of supervision. They just let you do what you want to do, and
I still think they come around after and double check on some of them, but I've noticed with you and Heidi, I think since you've been here a couple of weeks now, that I've seen Dr. Hewitt going around and he'll ask and they'll say, oh, the Dr. Heidi, you just already saw him, and then he'll just move on. Mm-hmm. So you've earned his trust. Now you've been here with your mom, and your mom, I interviewed her and she was talking about working with school children. So you've actually been out of the hospital a lot. You're not you know, locked in the hospital all the time. So what are some of your favorite people or places or events that you've been to here in Nalergu?
I have a couple of favorite places and events. One of my favorite things was I did get to go with my mom to school one day and just see what she was doing there and see the kids. And you really do need to love children or not be afraid to be attacked by them. I walked into the room and literally had to brace myself against the wall because 60 little, you know, 3 to 4 year olds came at me, and I really had to hold myself up because they just wanted to touch you and hold your hand so much that I really had to just hold on or I was going to fall. So that was really fun, just seeing the little kids, because they're, most of them aren't afraid of you, the school kids. So that was really fun hanging out with them. And just today we actually went to the river and met some older children who took me swimming, and I actually swam in the river with them. And so that was really fun. And also the market's really enjoyable. It's a little overwhelming the first time that you go, but after that, it's really fun to just kind of interact with the kids. And a lot of the kids run up to you and want their picture taken, and they really get a kick out of seeing their picture once you've taken it. So get a lot of really cute pictures of them enjoying seeing themselves.
What advice or kind of a pitch would you give to other medical students in the States who are looking for opportunities to learn more, see new stuff, and also to serve and provide their services?
The first thing that I would say is definitely come. Come here, you know, go somewhere, definitely go to another country, and just experience something new. I mean, not only for the medical part of it, just to be a better person, I think, just to experience something new. I wasn't afraid when I left the States, but once I got here, it was really overwhelming and actually really kind of scary knowing that there's so many things that you don't know and you're really in charge of it. So I would just say, once you get here, you know, embrace the fact that you don't know what's going on, that you are scared, ask a lot of questions, just kind of jump in and don't be afraid to, you know, do things wrong or, you know, ask somebody else. The nurses here are really actually very knowledgeable and they can help you and tell you what to do. So that's what I would say. Definitely come, ask a lot of questions. And that'd probably be the biggest advice that I have for you.
What has changed with Jessica Van Bibber after 3 weeks of being here as a med student? What do you think has changed from the day you got off the plane here and now you're about to get on a plane to go back in a week? So how would you say you've changed either as a person or as a med student?
First, as a person, I think I've just grown. It's interesting to just know what I've done here and knowing that I may never have done that before at home. You know, I'm a braver person, a little bit more confident, just being here, not alone. Had I been here alone, I think I would have been scared and it would have been hard, but having my mom here, I think, helps a lot. But I just think I'm a more braver person, more confident in that, you know, you can go anywhere almost and do things that you need to do. As a medical student, I always wondered what happened between, you know, the end of May and the beginning of July. What happens in those months? What's the magical thing that happens that turns you into a fourth-year medical student, into an intern? And I still have no idea what that is, but I think part of it has already happened here, just given that freedom to, you know, use what you've learned and try it out. And I know I've made mistakes, but I think that's definitely something that's happened. I've actually seen me as a doctor. I'm not there yet, but I've seen the vision of me actually being the doctor versus just the medical student, and it seems more of a real possibility now that I've been here actually doing it on my own. So I think that's the biggest thing that I've seen.
Well, you are Dr. Jessica here, as we mentioned earlier, so you've got one more week of being a doctor until you go on hiatus until next May, and then you can be a doctor again. So thanks for talking with me. I know Heidi has really enjoyed having you here because you guys have examined patients in the same room so that you can bounce ideas off each other and done your rounds together, and I know that's really helped her be a lot more confident in her first 2 weeks here. So she definitely got a great start for her 3-month stint here thanks to you. So thanks for coming out, and it was good talking to you.